The Cash Refugee and Immigrant Connection, CREIC, is a nonprofit organization based in Logan that aims to connect the refugee and immigrant community with services in northern Utah. Danny Buse is the executive director for the Cache Refugee and Immigrant Connection. He tells us about the refugee community in Cache Valley and the organization's goals.
When it comes to refugee families, there are about 800 to 1,000 refugee families in Logan. Our goals are obviously to help refugees and immigrants here in Cache Valley. We help them become integrated into our community and also to be more self-sufficient economically and in every aspect of life. And so we provide services to help them and to help our community as well understand more and learn more, be educated about refugee issues and immigration issues.
CREIC promotes many programs with the goal of making refugees succeed.
We currently have many programs that we work on. We have our most popular program is our walk-in hours. During walk-in hours, people can come to our offices from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons, and they can get any help they need. We help with processing certain immigration forms to just translating mail. And so we do a lot of things during our walk-in hours. We also have a community garden where we have refugee families grow produce in the summer. We also offer citizenship study groups and driver's license study groups to help people with their citizenship process and driver's license access. We also have a housing advocacy program that really picked up during the pandemic, helping people with housing needs, which is a big issue right now in Cache Valley.
The COVID-19 pandemic affected the organization's mission, but it did not affect its efforts in helping the community and providing for the hundreds of refugee families in Cache Valley.
CREIC was affected a lot by the pandemic. When there was an outbreak, a COVID outbreak in a meat packing plant, CREIC, along with other community partners, stepped up to provide food, delivered food to people's homes that were in quarantine. We also helped with other products that they needed so that they can stay in their homes instead of coming out and affecting other people. Our mission totally changed. People of color especially were disproportionately affected by the COVID pandemic, and that's no different here in Logan.
CREIC continues growing and creating new ways to facilitate comfort and accessibility to the refugee and immigrant community.
Our future is definitely bright. So we mentioned that we're expanding our services. We also hope to expand financial literacy aspect of things. We really hope to be able to help people become economically self-sufficient and help them navigate the financial institutions that are so different in the United States than in other countries. And so we hope to partner with local banks to be able to help our clients be able to build credit and eventually be homeowners. And so that's a goal that we really want to accomplish. Also, something else that we hope to bring to our clients, our mental health services. So a lot of refugees and immigrants don't really get mental health services. They go through extreme trauma, and they're not able to talk about these issues that they go through. We're seeing our clients ask for these services. And so we really want to start bringing mental health awareness to the refugee and immigrant community.
For more information about the Cache Refugee and Immigrant Connection, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I am Manuel Giron.